Welcome to the desert. A lonely place. A lonely Brian sat on the back of a lonely camel called Tim. Now, there's no reason for you to care about me, posh Twazik on a camel, but I do care about you. I know what it's like to want something so badly it hurts. Whether you're a princess who wants a fairy godmother, or a yellow brick-tripping Dorothy wanting a ruby slipper, or perhaps a stock market embezzler who wants to escape his open prison, we all love to dream, to find our home and purpose within the greener grass of life. And it's these kind of thoughts that run through your mind when your ass is as numb as a boulder on the back of a camel in the lonesome desert. Completely and utterly silent. But for the drumming of the camel's feet beneath my body, and my labored breathing, and the constant buzz of a wasp in my ear, and the unbearable howl of a sandstorm, and the crack of AK-47s in pursuit! Fucking hell! I do apologize. I jumped to a desperately exciting moment too quickly. We must back up. Opening premise. How far would you go to save your mother? How far would you walk, run, fly, sail, limp in agony? Even if she was a total f***ing beanbag. However, this is a story of love, family, adventure, and a lonely little desperate misunderstood Brian inside all of us. Now, word of warning, my story contains adult themes, big words like auditorium and Magnus, and strong language like the F word, some blasphemy, and the other word for poo, or any combination of these, like, Jesus fucking Christ, Magnus, I haven't had a shit for days, where's the auditorium? My swearing may or may not be censored, depending on the aesthetics, justification, level of passion, and whether I can be f***ing bothered to f***ing beep the little fucker out. My name is Brian, and I welcome you to the Adventures of Brian Hovis, Chapter Zero. From the age of 5, I knew what I wanted. To escape. I wanted it so much I couldn't contain myself. One thick snowy night, I jumped out of bed in my wing of the Hovis family mansion and ran out into the courtyard, staggering against the snow, attempting to ignore the cold in my linen suit pajamas. I leapt on to Alf the gardener's tractor. I burst it into life. A turn of the key Alf had so helpfully left in the ignition. And I began to tractor off.
Goodbye, Mummy and Daddy. Alf, Bernard the butler. I'm off to see the world, to see the sights, to see the sunrise over the seven wonders of the pyramids of Rio de Janeiro.
What I did not see was the tent where Daddy and a lady that wasn't Mummy were resting from the storm. Lights came on all over the house. Mummy's beautiful, pale, delicately boned face watched from her window as the tractor wheel ripped the tent flaps off. Daddy and friend looked rather chilly. Mother said I could have killed them.
If only you'd have been 1 inch or so to the right! Damn you!
At this point in history, Mother decided to downsize. Not in terms of space, but in terms of people. Next morning, whilst eating my frugal breakfast in the punishment closet, the remaining two people, Bernard the butler and Alf the gardener, gave it to me straight.
Sir, a couple of changes. All other family members who live here now are moving out, including your father.
This means fewer people to play with.
And fewer people to chip in for electricity bills. And meat. Not much income at all.
But more bran flakes for you at dinner, which you'll be having with me and Bernard from now on.
Mother was never very active in the home community. Soon as the halls fell silent, the paint began to crumble, and the metal struts keeping the house up from the peat beneath began to erode, which also meant every so often frog on the menu. Every cloud and all of that. So, Master Brian, education. Due to travel costs and general enthusiasm, your mother has decided not to send you to school. So I have the great honour of being your personal tutor and style guru for the next, well, you know, 15 years or so. Lessons will include reading, not writing I haven't never did that, and survival skills. Lesson 1. Have a look at this article from Future Tractors magazine, and you'll see that urine might be used as an alternative to diesel.
And so a new chapter of my life began. Now, 3 decades later, it's the same chapter. I'm not complaining. It's not a terrible life. It's the same chapter. My only friends are Alf the gardener and Bernard the butler.
I know what you're thinking. They're paid to be my friend. Well, no. They are true friends. We haven't paid them for years.
And Mother is around. Probably. The only difficulty beyond boredom and neglect is the frequent appearance of my nearest neighbour. Evil Lord Periwinkle, who pops up every couple of days from under a bush. What do you want, Periwinkle?
How much do you want for your hovel, hey, dumb bum? 3 packets of sick,
We're out of the coal shed.
Okay, fine, let's do a deal. I'll buy your land off you for 2 quid and a slap on your face. Throw Alf and Bernard in and I'll give you a nice lolly.
Go away, Periwinkle. Yeah, go on, piss off.
Go on, then.
Walk faster away from me.
I'm going! Now, where are my binoculars?
Why does someone with dry land twice our size want ours?
I fear he knows something we don't, Alfred.
And why doesn't he offer us a good price? He's rich enough.
Because he's rich. Rich people don't pay a penny over the market value for anything. They wouldn't buy a bottle of mineral water to throw on their grandma's leg if it was on fire. They'd rather walk a few miles to a tap that was perhaps out the back of a petrol station or a shop somewhere, bring it all the way back to Granny, who probably by this point is sitting on the porch waiting for...
Yeah, we get the analogy, Bernard. But wouldn't she have possibly put the fire out by the time he came back? We're getting sidetracked here.
What does Periwinkle know?
Who knows? Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he just thinks he knows something we don't. Like there's an ancient sword of King Arthur buried in the chapel walls or something.
Well, I've worked this land for years, and I can tell you there's fuck all worth fuck all here. Yes, life had been steady, solitary, and sharply dull. But hang on in there, because when you least expect it, things can suddenly become the very opposite. Hello?
Brian Hovis. I'll just get him for you, sir. Who can I say is
Bernard,
speaking?
I've got it. You can hang up. It's Brian.
Master Brian!
No, Bernard!
Someone call Brian on the phone for you, sir!
Bernard!
Brian!
Bernard, will you please put the phone down?
Have you got it, Brian?
Yes, Bernard. I've got it. Put the phone down.
Hello? Alf, it's Bernard.
Listen.
I already got it, and it's Brian.
Oh, where is he?
Listen.
He's on the phone.
Oh, hello, Brian. I thought you were in the shower.
Both of you, please listen to me.
Not in hospital again, are you? I told you there's ointment for that in the bathroom cabinet, and you have to eat more prunes.
Shut up, both of you!
No need for that, Brian.
Now, I might be going deaf, but I'm not deaf.
The hospital is stressful as it is.
Cheeky little scrote.
Here is what's going on, Bernard. I'm in the kitchen, naked on the phone. Alf, we are all on the same phone, just in different rooms. And this is why I dream that one day I will own my own pager. God!
Bit of confusion there, I see, Mr. Hovis. Quick reminder, this is Mick, and you are on Right FM at the moment. Mr. Hovis, thank you for talking to us. You're not an easy man to find. You must be beside yourself.
I didn't know you were contacting me, so how could I be beside myself?
About your mother, Mr. Hovis.
My mother?
Yeah, about her situation.
Her situation?
With the ransom.
With the...
You don't know what's going on, do you? Is this the state of our country? Is this the state of our neglect? When a son doesn't even know when his mother is kidnapped and missing for 2 weeks from his very home.
Are you...
We've got a camera crew just arriving now. For those watching our online stream, you can see it now too. Which is great, obviously, because some people are hard of hearing. So we'd like to try and provide visual service. Now, you're not one of those people who find it invasive, are you? Good man, good man. Thanks. So, where were we? Perhaps get your thoughts on the fact that your mother has been kidnapped.
I became a solid naked statue, completely still in the beam of the camera light, baking my naked frame through the kitchen window. Perhaps the bright reflection of my body will blur the lens, and if I just make tiny movements, I can get away without the world seeing my todger.
So, she went missing 2 weeks ago, did she?
Yes, she did, mate. Who's this?
Lady Hovis.
No. What's your name?
I'm Alf the Gardener.
Brian!
There's a nude fella looks just like you on News 24.
Yeah, we're leading an international story here, you know. The whole world wants to know where Brian Hovis is.
Well, he's standing naked in the kitchen.
Crikey. You say the whole world is watching?
Well, yes, the kidnappers appear to have a good PR system. Brian doesn't seem to be online.
He don't have online. I do have a black and white telly here, though.
Oh, God. From what I can see, Brian's got a great TV presence.
Yeah, for those listening in, he's naked, and I think he's slowly crabbing.
Yeah, he's crabbing his way across the kitchen tiles.
Where's he going?
I've got a red and white tea towel on a stove there.
That's right. Jane in Ipswich and John in Kansas have both said the same on Twitter now. He's heading for the tea towel.
Yeah, definitely the tea towel.
How many of you live there, by the way?
Just the four of us.
And you haven't noticed that she's missing?
Oh, there you go. He's reaching for the towel.
He's covering up his,
Good lad, good
He's
lad.
He's done it!
Well done, Brian!
Hey! Well done!
Yeah, well done, Brian. That was covered good. Up, you told ya.
Where were we? Oh, yes. This program is brought to you by EasyWall. Your chance to be a Wall Street trader on your phone for just a quid a go. Invest, grow, become a millionaire in a few years. Boring legal bit. Investments may go down as well as up.
Who are we talking to again?
You say my mother's been kidnapped.
I did, yes. What a show this is turning out to be, really quite dramatic. And I'm obviously very concerned for the person who's been kidnapped. The fact that you got naked and turned this into a trending worldwide topic is just good or bad timing for you and your cause, I suppose, mate. So, for everyone just joining, you're listening to Right FM, number one radio station for people who like to be right. One or two questions from, I suppose, people who call themselves ethical, asking if we should have kidnappers live on the air, but I've had it confirmed this is now definitely public interest. How about we get the kidnappers back on the phone for a chat with Brian Hovis and his whole household, which appears to be Alf the Gardener. Hello. Bernard, who I think is perhaps an elderly relative.
Butler, I thank you.
And the man himself, wearing only a tea towel, Brian Hovis.
Good evening.
And now let's talk to the person calling himself Robin. Are you there, Robin?
Hi, Nick. Great show, yeah. Great show.
Remind me what you said when you first called tonight.
Yeah, okay. I'm from a gang, right? We call ourselves the Robins, okay? Because we're like Robin Hood, yeah?
You are like Robin Hoods.
We like kidnap people who live in like Downton Abbeys and own all the land and have all of the money. And we like hold them ransom and take their money. And we give it to the poor. After wages, corporation tax, and other expenses and consumables.
So you steal from the rich and give to the poor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you call tonight?
Oh, yeah, we called because we've kidnapped this rich lady, Lady Hovis. After 2 weeks of trying, we can't get hold of her son to, blackmail him. So we wondered if you'd help.
Well, we asked if anyone listening had heard of her, and as usual, our fantastic, morally upstanding listeners wanted to help reduce the time this woman suffers and called up to give us her address and phone number. He's on the phone right now, in fact. Hello, Peter?
Hello! I'm a right common person called Peter, see?
Is that Periwinkle doing an accent? No, we've lost him. Anyway, he told us the address of the Hovis estate, and here we are.
Yeah, so, hi there, Brian.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about, kidnapping your mum, yeah? All we want is £2 million, and we'll send her back. Well, we have her on speakerphone here. Say hello if you want to.
Not really.
Mother?
Yes?
Are they treating you well?
We always keep our victims in lovely four-star accom. We don't want to cause any pain, apart from the death if we don't get £2 million. But she's got a full suite with spa facilities and continental breakfast and a choice between Lapsang Souchong and Earl Grey, yeah?
Whoa, £2 million. And when do you want this?
Got a good affiliate deal with a hotel chain, so really as long as it takes. As long as you don't drag your feet, yeah?
Brian?
Hello?
Your thoughts on the £2 million?
Blimey!
He's dropped his tea towel. And is there anything else you'd like to say to your son, Lady Hovis, while we have the chance?
No!
Without being too macabre, Leanne in Toronto tweets, "Say something to your son, it may be your last chance." Lynn in Johannesburg says, "The bond between mother and son is always so strong, not sure I could get the words to express my love in such a situation, but would try." And Janice in Paris says, "Ask him to put the tea towel back over his penis." But I think many are wondering if you'd like a moment to say something.
A speech? Okay. Brian, my son, I truly dislike you. How different my life may have been if I hadn't had you. You're a total disappointment. From a young age, you ruined everything. I could have danced the simple joys of maidenhood. All those things an aristocratic divorcee should enjoy. Debutante balls, cocaine-addled games of croquet, champagne in the balmy twilights after a quick rodrigue on some Monte Carlo balcony. So many missed opportunities. And I got what? You. You always were, are, and always will be, a mistake. That's it.
Wow, yeah, that's not very nice, is it?
Said the kidnapper to the hostage.
Well, a lot to digest there. Have to say the hashtag save Lady Hovis has slowed down a little during that speech. Brian?
I'll save you, Mother.
Oh, you've no chance.
You don't think he would pay to...
He won't find the money.
Of course he will.
He won't.
Yes, he will.
He won't.
Of course he will.
He will, won't he?
No, he won't. We have nothing. Even the National Trust won't have us, and they'll have anyone. No, the assets are worthless, and Brian, you're just not good enough. Bad news, Robbins.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's fibbing, so Brian, get the money, raise it, whatever. Yeah, I believe in you, yeah? Robbins out.
Anything to add, Brian?
I think I'll go now.
Lots of mull over right there. Right, let's go to John and Gray's near London.
I can hear the dreary liberal lefties now. They'll be saying, oh no, kidnapping is bad, whoever does it, while sipping their champagne and reading their Tony Blair autobiographies. And I say, no, if you want real change in the country, you've got to listen to people. And these guys are going to steal from the rich and give to the poor properly.
1 10-minute trip to the toilet later, and I was sat in the dark with Bernard and Alf.
Tell you what, Bernard, get the brandy.
We finished the brandy in Christmas 1982.
Vodka?
Valentine's Day 75.
Help me out, Bernard.
I have some Pringles.
Would you like some Pringles, Brian?
In Pringles it is.
Oh, well. I don't know what on fucking Saturn I'm going to do.
Well, let's look at the options.
Okay.
Leave her with the kidnappers.
What else?
Those are all the options.
But what about saving her?
With what?
We could sell a few things.
We've only got Pringles.
No, I mean a few household...
We have Pringles and firewood. Everything else has woodworm. Actually, the firewood's now got woodworm too.
We could set up a fund.
Why?
Why?
Aye. Why?
Alf, I know she's really a proper bit of a, but I must try and save that. I must. She is my bit of a mother, and deep down inside, I know there is someone who gives it. We are her family of, and that's worth something. I must try.
Best figure out how to find £2 million then, eh? How much you get for a blowy down the Dog and Partridge, Bernard?
I do not and have not given anyone a...
This is the Home Secretary speaking. Just leaving you a quick response to say, yes, I did see the broadcast. I must inform you that we will not, have never, and cannot negotiate with terrorists. To be honest, even if I wanted to, Lady Hovis is such a nasty human being. Even if I could help, I wouldn't want to. Interesting fact, she is the first hostage in history to make the public side with the kidnappers. Worldwide. So even if I wanted to help, which I don't, I wouldn't. Best of luck.
Recap for those who have drifted off. No help from the government, no help from neighbours, and no help from the Dog and Partridge. So said an exhausted Bernard from the top of the ruined staircase on the ceiling of the North Chapel.
It seems you are quite alone in this quest, sir.
Where he removed guano from the rafters.
It seems you are...
Guano
is Batcack.
It seems you are quite alone in this quest, sir.
Oh, Bernard, why are you wearing armour?
Pigeons and seagulls.
Be careful. That staircase looks rotten.
Oh, the worms ain't done much in here yet.
What about the public? Have you tried the collection box idea outside the supermarket?
Yeah, they hate her, Brian. Nobody wants her saved. Apparently she used to shoplift from the dry cleaners.
Oh, then all is lost. My mother will die and I will be the last living heir to the Hovis family estate.
Well, apart from your Aunt Hester, of course.
What? Who?
Your mother's twin sister. An adventurer for 20 years.
What? Twin sister? Oh, be careful, Bernard. You're reaching very far.
Her base was here until your mother depressed her so much she changed her name, cut all ties and disappeared.
I have an auntie who is an adventurer.
A treasure seeker. Took on many roles. Often in the search for lost treasures. Archaeologist. Social worker. NASCAR enthusiast. Balloon maker. Oh, it's 3 o'clock. I'll just nip downstairs and get you your glass of beef tea.
No, no, it's okay.
But... I shan't be long!
Bernard?
I'm okay! It's a bit of a mess, hat. Don't trouble yourself, sir. I can manage the next flight reasonably well if I begin with my left foot!
Bernard? Did you say a treasure seeker?
My first objective. Seek and recruit Aunt Hester to help save Mother. Next time on The Adventures of Brian Hovis, we will cross oceans, countries, reindeers. We'll gain vital employment and then lose it. And you will step foot in the land of America. And that's just in the first few moments of Chapter 1. And maybe... you'll get to meet Aunt Hester. Today's chapter was written by Howell Evans and Russell Gomer, with technical oral abilities from Ian Conningham. The engine of this machine is low-fat radio, on a mission to make better radio. If you would like to contribute to Mother's Ransom Fund and keep this podcast going for a few more chapters, any donation, no matter how measly, is welcomed. Just visit lowfatradio.com. That's lowfatradio.com. Whilst you're there, you may simply donate, or if you would like something further in return, why not check out my ever-growing adventure guides? For example, Brian's Top 10 Parenting Tips. LowFatRadio.com.